U.S. In a bold shift in U.S. trade policy, former President Donald Trump announced sweeping new tariffs, imposing a 10% universal tariff on all imported goods and additional, reciprocal tariffs, on select nations. The announcement, made in a dramatic White House Rose Garden event, has sent shockwaves through global markets and sparked fears of a trade war. A Liberation Day for U.S. trade? Calling the move a historic moment, Trump declared April 5 as the start of a golden age for American trade. For decades, America has been looted, pillaged, and cheated, he asserted, insisting that the new tariffs would level the playing field. The 10% universal tariff is set to take effect on April 5, with the reciprocal tariffs following on April 9. Trump justified the additional reciprocal tariffs by accusing several nations of unfair trade practices. According to a White House chart displayed during the speech, China imposes a 67% tariff on U.S. goods, and under the new policy, the U.S. will charge a 34% tariff in return. The EU, which allegedly levies 39% on U.S. imports, will now face a 20% tariff, while the UK will see a 10% charge matching what the Trump administration calculates as its fees on American goods. Selective exemptions. While Canada and Mexico had previously been targets of Trump's proposed broad tariffs, goods covered under existing trade agreements with these countries will remain tariff-free. Trump also emphasized that tariff calculations consider currency manipulation and trade barriers, though details on the methodology remain unclear. Trump positioned the tariffs as a necessary measure to counteract these policies, arguing that America is merely responding with common-sense reciprocal tariffs. Economic and political reactions. The announcement has triggered mixed reactions. Supporters see the tariffs as a fulfillment of Trump's campaign promise to revive American manufacturing and push back against foreign trade practices. The event featured a patriotic display, with nine giant U.S. flags flanking Trump as he spoke before a crowd of union workers in hard hats and fluorescent vests. In a signature moment, Trump even tossed a MAGA hat into the crowd before unveiling the new tariffs. Critics, however, warn of dire economic consequences. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney denounced the tariffs as unjustified and pledged retaliation. The European Union has also vowed to implement countermeasures. Public sentiment. Despite Trump's optimism, economic indicators suggest potential fallout. The stock market has seen its worst quarter in over 2 years, and consumer confidence plunged in March to its lowest level in 4 years. Polls indicate that tariffs remain unpopular with the public, even among Republican voters. Trump's new tariffs add to an already complex landscape of trade barriers, including a 20% tariff on Chinese imports, a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum, and a 10% tariff on energy imports from Canada. Additionally, a 25% tariff on all imported vehicles and auto parts is set to take effect later this week.